that brought you here today to Bookham Commons, because I wanted you to meet Ian. Ian's been the ranger here on Bookham Commons for many years.
Ian, hello.
Hello there.
Talk to me about the commons themselves, because if you've been here a while, you'll have seen a lot of changes.
A lot of changes, yes. It was very overgrown when I came here. It was quite heavily grazed up until the Second World War, 1945. And then with the rabbits getting myxomatosis in the 50s, it's all gone whoosh. And being a wetland site, it's one reason why it's probably still here. It's very, very wet on the London clay.
Just quickly touch on the London clay for me, because most of the Surrey Hills is on chalk downland. How come we've got clay here in Bookham?
Well, we're on the dip slope of the North Downs, so where the chalk meets the London clay of the Thames Basin. So it gives quite a varied geology. And because we get water down from the chalk, the geology of the commons quite varied. It's got sandy areas that are quite heathy, and the pH is very high beside the stream, so because it's a chalk stream. So that gives a variety to the vegetation. And, of course, the vegetation leads to lots of insects and lots of birds, and it's a great place for birds.
When you arrived here and you said it was all really overgrown, and
yes.
Then you've just also said that you've actually got quite differing bits. So
yes.
In terms of your conservation over the years, what have you done?
Well, when I first came here, I always remember someone walking to the station and saying, leave it alone, it's natural. Mm. And I thought, well, hang on a minute, is it? We've been interfering for thousands of years. We hunted a lot of the big wild animals to extinction, because we took over their role with cutting and coppicing and grazing domestic animals, clearing for primitive agriculture, which suited the wildlife very nicely. Really, up until 1945, the countryside was managed by us. To suddenly stop is the worst thing you can do. Surrey's the most wooded county in Britain. It's 19.5%, so it's nearly a fifth woodland, which sounds great, but a lot of it is either plantation or secondary woodland, and it's very even aged because they've all come up at the same time and they've shaded all the plants out. Plus, if you look at most young trees, they haven't got anywhere for the birds to nest, and only certain birds nest in the holes in the older trees.
Oh, I see.
All the rest are in the bushes, so the shrub layer is massively important. We manage the scrub very carefully. It's actually the insects that put this place on the map, because there's 1,550 species of beetles been recorded here.
Wow!
1,100 species of flies, and that's thanks to the London Natural History Society, who've been studying it since 1941. So it's one of the best recorded sites in the country.
So you've been doing quite a lot of work to make it change.
One of the things about the Natural History Society's survey shows that we've lost about 100 species of plants, mainly interesting sun-loving ones. There was a real caution about clearing when I came here. And I said, well, are we going to watch the rest disappear, or can we do something about it?
Have you done?
We've been clearing. We used to have schoolboys from the Howard of Effingham School twice a week, weekend working parties. And now I've got a weekly working party of local volunteers who are fantastic. And if it wasn't for them, the whole place would be really overgrown, because it's very dynamic. It's always growing and changing on this wet land.
Yeah.
Not like heathland or downland. You can't turn your back on it. One year's growth and it's grown right in. So we're mowing it, but we ultimately want to graze more of it with cattle.
Right.
Because it's a much better way of managing it for the diversity, and it's much more gentle. Plus, it's not very sustainable mowing it with tractors powered by fossil fuels. So in the long run, and of course, we always work on different timescales. I think most people visiting are thinking of today, tomorrow, next week, and maybe next year. We look at something and think, what's that going to be like in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, 50 years' time?
Yes.
And with oak trees, 400 years' time. So we work on completely different timescales. It's very long-term stuff.
Trees, of course, think much more slowly than people.
Yeah.
What would you say, Ian, how long is it that you've been working this commons?
45 years.
Wow. That's
man and boy. I was 22
fantastic.
When I came here.
What would you say, do you think, is the sort of the biggest coup that wasn't here when you arrived, and as a result of the conservation measures that you've been putting in place, is here?
I would say I don't know if we've attracted anything that different. We did have nightingales on the increase. We managed to scrub with the birds in mind, and it, of course it's growing and changing, and it's complicated by having things like hawfinches that like the berries.
Yeah.
So you need some mature scrub. To replace that, you need some intermediate scrub, but most birds nest when it's 5 to 15 years old, when it's a nice big bird cage of thorns, so that the magpies and the jays can't get them. Mm. People, dogs, foxes, or stoats and weasels, they're looking for that protection that the thorn scrub particularly is best, because it's slow growing and it offers more nesting sites.
So thorn scrub is hawthorn and blackthorn.
Yes. People don't like it because it's spiky and it's horrible stuff to clear.
It's beautiful.
But it's a valuable habitat in its own right. And yes, hawthorn's beautiful with the flowers and the berries, of course. Grow some nice oak trees. We've got 300 acres of oak woods, and even those have changed because the lower half was wood pasture where it was grazed underneath by the cattle. Possibly more like natural woodland would be, with big wild animals in it. And the top half was heavily coppiced. So all of the understory was cut on rotation with the hazel. And we get things like dormice here. We've got badgers, foxes, stoats, weasels, all three newts, loads of frogs and toads, all three woodpeckers.
Wow, do you really?
Yeah, we've got a heronry. Yeah, one thing we have improved, I suppose, are more wild ducks. We've done a lot of screening around the ponds with brushwood so that people can see the pond, but their dog can't get in. We've got one pond where we let them swim their dogs. Some dogs you can't keep out of the water. Talking of wild, the common is, at first glance, it looks quite scruffy, but that's really how it should be. It should be a wild common and not an outer London park, and it's getting rid of that sort of gardening mentality. Tussocky grass, torn branches. I'm sure people wonder why we don't trim some of these trees up, but lots of dead trees, of course, for the woodpeckers. There's about 1,000 species of insects found in this country in deadwood, so it's very valuable.
What's the single thing you're proudest of?
I think the fact that we've rescued a lot of the grassland areas, because that's actually the rare stuff. But they call it species-rich, unimproved grassland. It hasn't had fertiliser on it, it's not been ploughed and reseeded, like a lot of farm grassland. So it's full of wild flowers, and it's got that diversity of plant life. If you've got the range of plants, you get the range of insects. If you've got the insects, you get the birds, and so on. We want people to come here in 100 years' time and see as much, if not more, wildlife in a nice landscape. So it's quite simple, really.